From its hook on the underway, I took the slab pike. Before, I could never have lifted it. Even now, it was heavy. Carrying it across my shoulders, I stalked away through the dust. Gi'ai had caught his footpad in the belt that morning, and would still be weak. Weak he was, but still no fool. He spotted the red glow to my eyes from the near-double portion of Purin the instant I appeared. He stuck a paw pad against the wall and reared up to his full Lindril height. Even in that dim chamber, his stature was awesome. Two steps closer and he recognized me.
"You!"
he had time to shout, before I swung the full weight of the slab pike down atop his archplate. Gi'ai's eye cubes lost the glint of amused disgust they had held when first seeing an assault from a puny human. They became instantly opaque from the Lindril pain response. He screamed that terrible scream. He clawed frantically at his footpad, lost his balance, and fell against the wall. I was already on him, scrambling along his length, lunging forward. His throat was open wide, gasping for air. I wedged the barbed end of the slab pike deep into the passage, felt it lodge tightly. I bounced to my feet and threw my entire weight against the free end of the pike. The cartilage warped, split, then ripped. The screams peaked, ceased. Even with what ghee I had already eaten, there was still twice as much remaining as I was accustomed to. My eyes blazed crimson through the settling dust cloud. Those who had come to watch faded quickly out of sight as the glow and my strength increased. Another Purin rage is on, they thought, and nobody wanted to be next. They were wrong. I was in no Purin fugue, to kill blindly and gorge myself until dead or ruptured inside. I was going out. The saltbore clamps gave easily to my newfound strength. But then I had trouble with the treads. Those few moments of futile fumbling drove me into such a rage that I finally grabbed up the saltbore itself, by drill bit and casing respectively, and threw it across the cell against the belt mechanism. I shoved the drill bit deep into the machinery, braced myself with feet and back, and keyed the power. Sparks flew, metal shrieked, grinding against itself. The belt drivers began to buckle as the saltbore tore into its center. The wall shuddered, then the floor. My back felt like it was breaking from the force of the saltbore torquing against it. Something, probably my back, had to give. But I couldn't let go. I might never have another chance, another day, another life.
"My skin is turning gray!"
I shouted at the top of my lungs, just as the belt drive and the supporting wall erupted. The saltbore casing saved me, shielding me from the flying debris. I shoved my way through the wreckage, hot metal and fused linsalt, and I was out. The brightness of the sun, of any sun, was a searing blow. It blinded me, staggered me. I almost didn't see the lumbering guard. Almost. Guards were twice human size, with shell hides like rhinos, and looked just like what they were designed to be. Invincible. But they had stalks for their eyes, and I leaped up between those trunk-sized arms, planted my knees on his chest, and, grabbing a stalk in each grimy fist, yanked backward with all my might. They popped neatly out. The guard swayed, tripped, righted itself. Those arms clamped around my back like falling girders as the third stalk, undismayed by the streaming stumps on either side, swung toward me. I bit it. I plunged my teeth into it. I shook my head from side to side. I think I screamed. The eye ripped loose. The guard fell, fortunately, backward. I disengaged myself from underneath his heavy paws and ran. And ran and ran, tears streaming with relief. I was not only out, I was free. Ahead at the port, the ship was there. It was, after all. The sounds I had heard from deep within the mine were not, as I had feared, only the product of desperate fantasies. I had to stop once. The taste of that bile the guards used for blood made me heave and heave again. But I was up and running again before my stomach had emptied completely out. I was out. I was free. It was a ship. It was Borglin's ship.